This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Yo, I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes.
Man, and I saw your female with them too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Who paint three of those murals for some of that ass?
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. 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 That's what it is.
Yes, I got more bounce in the fucking bump. And then you wanna know why? Because I'm motherfucking chucking. Chucking. I'm in the pocket just like Brady T. Got some prize of me, so you don't have to wait. Cause I'm a master blaster. Drinking up the Shasta. My voice sounds sweet cause it has to. So I don't match to my ass cause I'm blowing up. I'd like to thank the people for just showing up. But now I want y'all to move it.
Okay.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Good evening. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. We have a lot of stuff in store tonight for you, a lot of goodies, a lot of surprises, a lot of entertaining and talk. But before we can get to any of that magical radio goodness, I like to call it, allow me to introduce you to a little band from a little country about the size of Montana. That's right. Fuck, the phone's ringing. I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there in a minute. Donna, I'll be there in a minute. Donna, can you hear me? Donna. Donna. Hello? Okay. Oh, I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, Rammstein!
Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. A valiant effort. A valiant effort. I'll give you C-, Frank.
I wasn't asking for a grade.
I'm giving you a C-.
You can give me whatever you want. I'm not.
Let me do it. It's the DJ New Style Show exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Frank already told you it's the place to be and the thing you can do with your ears, but I just felt I needed to do it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have to pick the longest song in history before the intro?
Oh, do you have all that extra material to fill that
gap?
Brimming with material?
Literally have a friggin' headache from listening to that goddamn song. My head is spinning right now.
Is that why you fucked up and couldn't hit the post? Your fucking cell phone or whatever it is all of a sudden has to ring. Donna has to bother you at this time. She has to bug you at that time, that exact instant when you need it to start chiming in.
I have a headache and I'm it's just ridiculous.
Are you a little off your game tonight? Can you admit that?
I'm very off my game.
Can you admit that? You're off your game.
Yes, I came in at the last minute here.
Yeah, you couldn't pry yourself away from that Wii, right? Is that what
is? Hold on. I bowled a 235 in bowling, Wii bowling before. I had 9 strikes. Let me tell you, I had 6 from frames 1 through 9, I had 6 strikes, and then the 10th frame, I had 3 strikes in a row. Okay, so what's your best at bowling, Ken?
Speaking of off your game, it's funny that you bring up the Wii. I believe an ongoing challenge, if you hang out in our Pal Talk rooms. By the way, we're broadcasting on not only on Hear Us Talk, but we're also in the Hear Us Talk radio room on Pal Talk.
Let me just digress for a second.
No. Okay, go ahead.
I feel there's confusion going on because there's two Pal Talk rooms. There's a DJ New Style live room and the Hear Us Talk radio voice room.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't Hear Us Talk the place to be?
Right, but
is it the thing you can do with your ears?
But you also have it streaming.
What you can accomplish? You can accomplish both of those in the Hear Us Talk radio room on Pal Talk. You go in there; it's a place you can be, and you can also hear us talk to you. You can even see some of us. Look at the face. Christ. You can see me. Where's your cam, Frank?
Here, asswipe. Look.
It's off.
There's some confusion going on because people don't know which room to go into.
Go into the Hear Us Talk room.
Or do they go into the DJ New Style room?
You know what, Frank? How about we just focus on doing the show, and wherever people hear us, they'll hear us.
I apologize.
Talk.com. You just want to deflect right now, because I brought up a very good point. You even said you agreed that you were off your game tonight. Well, I would say it probably goes as far back as Thursday that you have become off your game. We had a bit of a Wii challenge, did we not?
If you call
you, you threw the Wii gauntlet, the white, shiny plastic gauntlet down when you said that you were the best and you could not be defeated at tennis on the Wii. You said that you would destroy me, you would embarrass me. Did you not say this?
I don't remember saying those words.
Did you not say this? Do not lie. Don't lie. Don't pull this Reagan shit on me.
I apologize.
This isn't the Iran-Contra affair. This is an argument over some handheld fucking remote control that runs a video game. You said it! You said you would beat me. Not only that, you said you were at the pro level. So Thursday night, last Thursday, I decide, you know what? It's, you know, It's high time that I settle this. I drove down to your house, and I made sure I got there early enough so that your kids weren't asleep yet, and that your wife was freed up so that all of them could sit on the couch and watch me as I humiliated their father and your wife's husband in Wii tennis. 16 straight games in a row. Shit-talking you the entire way to the point where your kids started joining in the shit-talk. Your daughter, your oldest daughter, was quoted as saying, "But Daddy, you play this every day. Why aren't you good?" What do you have to say? What do you have to say for yourself, tennis pro?
First of all, you know I had 103-degree fever that night.
You did not have 103-degree fever. You wouldn't be around your... If you did, you wouldn't be around your children.
I'd like to ask the producer, Rob Giggs, if you have the opportunity, if you could perhaps put something on your cam, I'd really much appreciate it. What happened in... let's look at Rob Giggs' cam, people.
No, wait, what is this?
P-roll cam and Rob Giggs cam.
What does that mean to me?
What do I see here?
It looks like I see a white bald face with a plus 16. Listen.
Look at that.
Hold on. I'm explaining it. I'm explaining this visual you decided to bring up on a radio show. I see a plus 16 next to a white bald face with arched eyebrows. I can assume that's you. And I see a plus 17 under a Pacific Islander head. So what does that mean to me?
Well, this means that we played a little round of golf, and the lower the score you get in golf, the better you are. And apparently, I beat you in golf.
So you're about over there. You're about to tout your skills at Wii Golf with a plus 16 score.
I beat you at Wii Golf. That little badge means I won. You lose. And the worst part, folks, when he lost, he literally collapsed to the ground like a fucking little girl. He collapsed on his hands and knees.
Let me just explain something to you, because you just cut way ahead. You cut way, way, way ahead. Okay? The challenge that I issued to you was Wii tennis. I said, I'm pretty good at Wii tennis. I'm actually really good, Frank. I'll kill you if we ever play. And then, new style. You come here. You're going to be embarrassed. Embarrassed. Listen. You ever play tennis, you would be embarrassed. I'm a pro. This is what you said. I came down there, I defeated you 16 straight games in a row in front of your kids, who now are feeling very sorry for themselves for having a father who's so bad at video games. And then what happens is, now you feel terrible. You were saying, it's so hot in here, I can't even think. You wanted to play other games now. You wanted to play the other sports, and you asked how are you at golf. I said I'm really not good at golf. We're playing golf, baby.
Mr. Rob Giggs, if you could put the second photo up, I'd be much appreciative, if that's at all possible.
We're on golf right now. We're on golf.
Okay, apologize.
Don't fucking jump all over.
Oh, look at that. 5-0.
Hold on, can you just fucking hold on to one point?
I apologize.
Jesus Christ,
continue.
So we played golf. And it was even for, like, the first three holes. It gets to a point where I have a tap-in, and it'll be me up by one stroke. And then the meltdown ensues. I hit this tap-in, and the remote didn't register right, and it went about 50 yards. 50 yards from the pin. And what happened is that I completely lost my patience. And I began hitting the, I just got really frustrated because you're shit-talking me during my putting, during all this stuff, and I'm down by 8 strokes.
Okay.
So, going into the last hole on this 9-hole event, which was only going to be 3 until you said, fuck it, we're playing 9. It's only 20 minutes, we're playing 9. What was going to be a 3-hole event became a 9-hole event. Going into the last hole, I was down by 8 strokes. Now, you tell me, how the fuck are you so good that you blew a fucking an 8-stroke lead to eventually only lose by 1? How the fuck can you even say that you have any skill?
You see whose picture was had the badge on it? That's me, not you.
Yeah,
me.
And then you give me the fucking Pacific Islander guy.
Listen to
you click the mic on the Pacific Islander guy, and you say, here you go.
Listen,
here you go. There's you a guy, there's a brown-haired Caucasian.
For a second.
There's a brown-haired Caucasian. No, you had to give me the Pacific Islander guy.
I
just a listen, subtle jab. Subtle jabs. First of all, the entire night from you.
You clicked that guy because he was used for tennis, and you said, "All right, I'll just keep him throughout the game."
When I went to choose my character for tennis, you clicked on that guy. I'm one to stick to the game plan. If I'm gonna be Pacific Islander guy, God damn it, I'm gonna be Pacific Islander guy.
All right, can I please finish now? Can you take a breath, some water, please? First of all, you blamed you missing the stroke from the remote. You blame the remote, you little man. You blame the remote, you prick.
Well,
remote.
The amazing. Can you let me explain myself now? You fucking.
Oh, you only rambled on for 3 fucking hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me. I'll allow you to say you blame the remote 8 more times. Go ahead. You blame the remote. Yeah, I blame the remote. I moved it fucking 2 inches, and the thing went fucking 300 yards away from the hole. Whatever. I never said I was good at golf. All I ever said was I will defeat you soundly at tennis. And I think that if you sum up your entire points scored in tennis through that night, you may have won half a match.
We're done with tennis. We're moving on.
I'm just letting you know, I want to reiterate that...
Yeah, how many times did
you say it? Wasn't the challenge for tennis.
The challenge was for Wii.
No. The challenge was for tennis. Admit that I am so much better than you at tennis, and you can't touch me, no matter how much you practice.
Admit I'm better at you at golf and baseball.
You have to admit to me first, before I do anything.
You admit
to me. Admit to me that I'm much better than you.
No. First, you admit that I'm better at you at golf and baseball, and then I will admit to you.
Well, you see, now what you did is you mentioned baseball, and it's very interesting that you mentioned baseball. What did I say about baseball? I said, yeah, I've played it. I'm not very good at that either.
You know what?
What's the second sport? What's the second sport? What's the second sport that you
picked? Everything you're not good at, and that you lose at, you say you're not good at. It's very convenient. But, oh, what is that, a shutout 5-0? Who's on top there? The bald-headed guy?
Rob Giggs has on the cam. He has a picture of the final scoreboard of a match, which says 5-0. And that was the score. You beat me at baseball. Congratulations. You beat me at golf.
And baseball.
And baseball.
I also beat you.
No, wait. Come on. Shut up, dude. You're fucking skipping way over the place. We're trying to go in some kind of order. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. You're jumping all over the fucking place. You beat me in golf, and then you beat me in baseball. Congratulations. And I want you to admit that before we even played, I never said I was good at either of these. Did I not?
I don't recall you saying that.
You don't recall that either. Okay. So after baseball, golf, and tennis, what did we play next?
We played some bowling training where we had to do spin control, which I beat you at.
But wait, and was spin control was the event that we played, the little event?
It's something called spin control, and I beat you at it.
Is that an individual sport, spin control?
It was a contest that I beat you at twice.
No, it was an exercise. You performed better at this exercise than I did, but it was really just preparation for our bowling match. How did that bowling match go?
No. Why do you gloss over the things that I win and expand heavily on the things that you win?
Hold on. When we were talking about golf and you wanted to skip right ahead to baseball, what did I do? I stuck on golf. When we were on baseball and you wanted to skip ahead to this little exhibition, you know, let's call it a scrimmage thing that you're talking about right now, we stayed on baseball. I'm not glossing over your victories.
Excuse me?
I'm not glossing over your victories.
My victories.
Your victories.
That's what I thought. I like to hear that come out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm willing to say that you defeated me in baseball and golf.
And 3 bowling exercises.
It doesn't count. It's a scrimmage. Because what happened was we played a game of bowling and I defeated you. I defeated you. And by the way, I was starving at this time of the night. Starving. On the way down, you described the dinner that your wife made. And every list of interests and favorite things that I ever have written always includes grilled chicken. What is your wife making this particular evening? Grilled chicken sandwiches. Oh, you should see these grilled chicken sandwiches Donna made. Oh, they're fantastic.
You're an asshole.
I get down there. She goes, Ken, you weren't going to eat, right? I'm like, oh, no, I mean, you know, I don't want to impose. Yeah, because Frank said, you know, you weren't going to eat anything.
You're a goddamn liar. You son of a bitch! She asked you if you wanted to eat there, and you said no, you son of a bitch!
No, she said, you know, I asked if Kenny was going to eat with us, and Frank said, he's not going to eat here.
You're a fucking liar.
Before you even spoke to me, and I did say
no,
I wasn't going
to
eat there.
My wife asked if you, she told me to ask you if you wanted to eat there, and I said, I'll ask, but I'm quite positive he's going to say no, and you did say no, as usual. So she asked you, you son of a bitch.
She asked me after you had told her not to make extras. Just saying.
You said you were going to pick something up on the way, you fuck. I'll smash your fucking head in right now.
I don't recall. I don't recall that.
You're an asshole.
How does that feel, fucker?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
She asked you. I'll tell her to call in right now.
She did ask me. She did. The thing is, you told her not to make extras. Because you were banking on the fact that I wasn't going to eat.
You said on the way you were going to pick something up to eat on the way to my house. That's what you said.
Okay, and I did.
You said if you want, you could have.
And I did, but you know what? If you were coming to my place, I would at least offer.
You're an ass. You're an ass.
Anyway,
first of all, dinner was done by that time, you prick.
That's why I didn't want to impose, but, I mean, you didn't even offer.
Next time I see you, I'm going to bash your fucking head in the concrete, I swear.
Oh, I'd love to see you try. Because if you're going to use that fucking rag arm that you use to play bowling on the Wii, then, you know, go right ahead. It'll be like little fucking pity patties from a fucking second grade girl.
Listen.
Playing patty cakes with those.
You could diss me
that
all you
fucking
want.
Ragdoll arm you have.
Listen to me. You know what? You're... First of all,
who beat you in bowling? Now we're talking about the bowling game. Did you win in bowling?
I won in the exercises, the three exercises.
You won in the scrimmages before the main event. Yes, I'll give you that. You won the spin control. Congratulations. But when it came down to it, when you were so high and mighty on your bowling high horse, and you said, "I'll defeat you in the game," and I said, "No, you won't." Who won? I won. I won. I killed you! And then what was next? What was the next sport we played? The last one. What was the next one? You were a little bit apprehensive. I'm gonna tell you right now. I know you have not played this going into it. Is that correct? You didn't play the Wii boxing.
We can discuss the boxing in a minute, but I want to digress back to the other issue because it's bothering me.
What's okay? bothering you?
It's bothering me. Let me finish before you say anything. Let me finish. Before you left work, I said, Donna wants to know if you want to eat here. And you said, no, thanks. I'm going to pick something up on the way. However, if you want, you could have coffee and cake or something. Okay? I said, fine, whatever. So I told Donna that. I said, Ken's not going to eat over. Done. If you want to eat there, you should have said something. Why didn't you say yes?
The thing is that you're missing a little bit of a key to this. What your wife said to me was that, yeah, because Frank told me that, you know, you weren't going to eat here. And
right.
And then he gave you a call, she said. So what that tells me is that you made the assumption I wasn't going to eat there, then you called me. It happened to be true that I wasn't going to eat there, but you made preparations in advance to not serve me.
I knew you were going to say no. But what difference does it make? You weren't going to eat here anyway, either way.
What if I said, you know what? Yeah, I'd love to. She's like, oh, but we didn't make any more. You know, oh, hold on, I'll go turn the grill on. Frank, I
hope next time you have a grilled chicken sandwich, you choke on it. I swear to Christ.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice. That's really nice of you to say. Because I know that when we were boxing, I certainly didn't want you to choke when, you know, in between rounds, you were fucking completely gassed, just winded.
Let me take a minute. I need a minute.
On the couch, just resting for 10 minutes in between every round. You ready? No. In between rounds, gassed. So how did the boxing go? What happened in the box? How many matches did we play?
Three boxing matches.
What happened in the first one?
The first one, there was some type of technical difficulties.
Can I explain that a little bit? What happened with technical difficulties? After a stellar first round, I'm describing the technical difficulties with the first match.
It was the same technical difficulties you had with the golf when the remote jammed up and you accidentally missed the
shot. Hold on. No need to be petty. I'm going to describe exactly what happened. After a stellar match, or stellar first round by a Pacific Islander guy that didn't even get a chance. I didn't even get a chance to create my own character. They're like, no, just use the guests. Fine. Oh, here, use this guy. Great, I'm Pacific Islander guy. I'm IT help desk guy now. So what happens is a great first round. Now it's in between rounds. Frank is passed out on the couch trying to catch his breath. And what he's doing is resting because he's completely gassed. When he's ready, he picks up his controller, goes to unpause it, accidentally goes to quit, and hits A. Quits the round after I performed brilliantly. What do you have to say for yourself?
First of all, I think it was you who accidentally clicked the quit key.
No, I did not. I couldn't.
If I did,
I didn't pause it.
I apologize. It wasn't on purpose. The next round of golf, I knocked you out.
No, boxing.
The next round of
Believe me, if we could throw punches on that fucking Wii golf course, your character would not have been white anymore. It would have been a black and blue fucking bald head.
I knocked you out in the second thing of boxing. I knocked you out in the first round. True or false?
I have to say, you got lucky. You got lucky.
Why is it with me I get lucky if I win?
It's just something you say. I mean, it's a matter of pride.
You hate losing, don't you?
I hate losing to people who don't deserve to win. The thing is, you got me knocked out in the first round in the Wii boxing in the first match. I said, yo, this is bullshit. I'm not going out like that. I'm still a little bit hurt from you skipping out on the first round of the other one. I'm willing to say, for that brief moment in time, you held the title in Wii boxing. For that brief amount of time, you did hold the title. You are a one-time Wii boxing champ. What happened in the next fight?
Next fight, we went three good rounds.
Three solid rounds.
And who knocked me out in the last round of the last
knocked moment. Knocked you out. After you said, you're not knocking me out. You're not knocking me out, you said.
Now, I knocked you out in the first round, and you knocked me out in the last round. So,
so you held the title. I was the challenger. I beat you. I now hold the heavyweight belt for as Wii boxing champion of the DJ New Style Show. So, I beat you in tennis. I don't think there's any way you could ever take my championship in tennis. Would you agree?
I would have to practice more.
Do you think you could ever beat me in Wii tennis?
Never say never.
Within the next month, do you think you could beat me in tennis?
Yes, I do.
Well, guess what? 1 month from today, we will have a rematch. Wii tennis rematch. You will not win one fucking game. I'm telling you right now, no matter how many we fucking play on July 17th or whatever day I'm available around then, you will not win a fucking match. That mark those fucking words. Do you agree? Do you agree to this challenge? Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. So I defeated you in tennis. You're gonna challenge me for my title of the show in Wii Sports. By the way, let me just point out, we're fucking grown adults bickering about a goddamn child's game. This is about as fucking terrible as life gets. But I'm still good at it. Okay, so Wii tennis, golf. I'm not willing to admit that you're the best, so I will also challenge you at Wii golf on the very same day. Okay, boxing. I hold the title. Do you think you can beat me?
Yes.
I will put my belt up on the line July 17th. July 17th. All the belts are going on the line. Baseball, golf, tennis, and whatever the fuck else. I can't even think about it. But whatever that I won and whatever you won, whatever two sports you won, they are all on the line. This will be for the championship of the DJ New Style Show. Dare I say, hear us talk. I don't. You know what? I don't want to discount the wee skills of those on Best in Show. We'll unite the belts. We'll unify the belts later on, but I'm going to take the championship of this show, and you will be nothing. I will be the unified holder of all belts July 17th. What do you have to say to that?
Game on.
Game on. I beat you the first time. I was the decided champion of Wii Sports. I'm putting my title on the line against you July 17th. July 17th. That's what's going to happen. And I think there's going to have to be another event because I got a new game. Oh, and before we get into that, can you just get your kids another goddamn controller?
Yeah,
I've never seen happier kids than when I just brought an extra controller. They're like, you mean we can play each other? I thought this was one player game. What's the big deal? Why didn't you get him another fucking controller?
I didn't realize that it was fun. I didn't realize it, you know, I didn't know.
You didn't realize it was fun?
Yeah. I didn't realize it.
You should definitely practice tennis against your kids because they beat you. After I beat you, you were beaten at least two or three times by your oldest daughter.
That is true.
So I think you lost a total of 19 matches in tennis. Okay.
Now, what was your high score in bowling? Just in general, what's your highest score ever been in bowling, Wii bowling?
I want to say 256, something like that.
Okay. I had 235 tonight. That was my record.
Yeah, it's not quite a 256 though, is it?
You're not for sure if it's a 256.
Let's just say it is and move on. And now you need the extra controller. You know, obviously, it's not a one player thing. It's more of a get together type atmosphere with the Wii. Whatever, you know, it's fun with more people. A lot of people think the Wii is gay though. Do you feel a little gay playing it ever?
No, why?
Does it ever feel a little girlish? You seem to harp on the moment when I was so stunned that I even came close in the golf game. You thought that was a little bit gay, the way I reacted.
Yeah, well, you collapsed to the ground. It was embarrassing. You said
I fell to my knees in just disappointment. I had no idea you were going to suck that bad to even allow me a chance to have won it.
See, doesn't it sting worse when I beat you by one stroke?
You know what? It fucking burns my ass. It fucking kills me. I admit it. I'm pissed.
I hope you
suffer. Just as though you are. You were pissed that you couldn't fucking beat me once. Admit that. You were pissed that you couldn't beat me once in tennis. That hurt. That hurt.
I wasn't as you were from losing.
That hurt. We're talking Wii on the DJ New Style Show. It's 316-768-4472 if you want to call the show. We're on at djnewstyleshow.com. Check out all the old episodes. We're on heroestalk.com. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's almost as sexy as heroestalk.com when I do that, but not quite because it's the place to be and where you can hear us talk and fucking see us and do all this amazing things on the forums and just have a great time. It's almost as fun as the Wii. Almost. I noticed that you had the Wii Fit. Have you been using the Wii Fit?
I haven't used it, no. My kids use it and everything.
You're saying that you bought this thing and you haven't tried it once.
I tried it once or twice.
What did you do on the Wii Fit?
They have jogging things and you know.
Did you do the hula hoop? Did you do the hula hoop? Stand on there? You did. The craze is now to put the hottest of girls on the fucking Wii thing, take a video of your girlfriend doing it.
Oh, really?
And post it on YouTube. Yeah, like about a month ago when it first came out, that was one of the videos going around. And now that Playboy.com's doing it, everybody's doing that. They're taking videos of their girlfriends and wives doing it. Because basically when you do it, you shake your ass, as a woman should when she's, you know, riding a certain penis. So you did this though. You did the hula hoop. I'm sure you felt very masculine.
I didn't do the whole. It was too.
No, you did. I guarantee you did.
No,
this.
I didn't.
You told me how fucking incredible this thing was. You're like, this. The Wii Fit is amazing. You can. It's amazing. Listen, you could do the hula hoop. You can do yoga, Pilates, like all this shit that like I hear women. You can do jazzercise. They have vaginal Kegel exercise. It's amazing. You can do all of these things on there. God damn. And you will admit that you've done this.
I tried to hula hoop. I didn't do the finish it out, but I did the jogging and I did some like other stuff. But I was only on it once or twice.
Never again, though?
No.
Now, why? Because it's exercise or because it's a little gay?
I felt a little feminine on there, on the step thing.
Just doing the step. There, you know when you're at a gym and you see some guy doing the step? He's never doing it in, like, guy gym clothes. He's never doing it in some fucking bar t-shirt in just sweats that have a hole or some fucking paint stain on him. He's always in some fucking matching outfit. Just doing some step aerobics. Come on, girls! Step! One! Two! And they're screaming their fucking heads off. I'm trying to, you know, exercise a little bit at the gym, and I'm hearing these fucking, these she-men yell and scream, let's go, girls! Jesus. Have you ever joined a gym? Have you been a part of a gym ever?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Were there a lot of members in the gym?
Members?
Yeah. Members. Were there a lot of members? Did you come across a lot of members?
When you say members, what do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about penises or are you talking about people?
Why would I be talking about penises?
I don't know if you meant member like a
You
penis.
Hear gym and were there a lot and all the first thing you could think of is penis.
Why don't you tell the story? I say
come across and you think penis.
Your question, it's befuddles me.
No, what did you want me to say? You said, why don't you tell something?
Oh, yeah, tell a story about when the guy was naked and brushed his penis up against your ass.
No, he did not brush his penis against... You fucking asshole, you're a faggot. I'm in the gym just putting my shit in my locker. I don't go in there and I don't walk around like the nude guy, okay? But we have the nude guy at the gym. It's this albino looking, trying to make eye contact with everybody to see if, you know, it's cool to you know, cross certain boundaries. We have that guy. He didn't brush his cock, you fucking asshole. He bumped into my locker door and then tried to lock eyes with me. And I put the blinders up right away, got my shit and left. And then to this day, I don't go back in the locker room anymore. I go fully clothed. And I leave disgusting. I leave fucking completely sweated through in my disgusting clothes. And I swamp ass all over my car, but it's worth it. I don't want another encounter with this fucking 65-year-old albino faggot in the gym. It's something I don't want to do. How would you react? You're going in your locker, you're pulling out some of your shit, your jacket or whatever, and this fucking nude guy brushes against the door. And, like, partially shuts it, turns around like he's going to say he's sorry, but he's trying to lock eyes with you. How would you react?
I'm not going to enjoy it, you know.
you're going to call him over to play some Wii Fit.
Yeah.
So you could watch him do the hula hoop.
Now, if he engaged in a conversation with you, would you just walk away or would you talk to him?
First of all, I'm never going to have a conversation with a nude guy. I don't know why that would even come into question. Am I going to fucking... Yeah, I'm going to go over fucking, transmission fluid tips. How often do you get your transmission flushed? Huh. No, never. It's fucking terrible. You would, though. I mean, if somebody engages you in conversation, you're nervous about... You have to acknowledge them, right?
Of course. I don't want to...
So if a nude guy in a gym said, "Hey, Frank! How are you? Woo!" What would you do?
I'd say, how you doing, but I'd make sure I keep eye contact.
I'm okay, you're going to lock eyes with him.
Yeah.
That's how they know. That's their signal. If you lock eyes with them and you engage them, that means that you two are ready to go have a fun time in the handicap stall. That's what he's expecting from you. And then, you know, what if he comes over? He's got a, he's half cocked. He's got his fucking rod a little bit inflated. And he approaches you and says, Frank, saw you doing those squat thrusts. It's impressive. And he starts staring at you. What do you do? What do you do? He engaged you in conversation. Just because he happens to have a half-erect penis and he's glaring at you with wide-open eyes.
Have you ever...
No, I'm asking you, what would you do?
What can I do in a situation like that? Have you ever...
Well, you have two options. You can leave completely, not acknowledge the guy, or you can go off and blow him.
Like the faggot you are. I'm going to acknowledge him. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever talked on the phone naked?
Have I talked... Yeah, I've talked on the phone naked.
Okay, so it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Sure it is.
If I didn't have a camera on, I could be wearing a fucking chicken suit and you wouldn't even know. The thing is, if you're doing this face-to-face, the way you appear is something that you obviously is a constant variable in the equation here. If shirt is equals false and cock equals half erect, then encounter equals initiated. That's what it is. It's just a logic. It's a fucking logical flow. You're nervous about that somebody on the phone is naked talking to you? Does that bother you?
No. I'm saying you would talk to somebody if you were on the phone naked, another person was clothed, you talk to that person.
But I'm asking you, is that something you worry about?
No, not at all.
Not at all? If someone tells you, though, would that bother you? If they're like, hey, you know, Frank, great conversation. I'm naked right now. What happens?
All right, well, here's a... Breakden poses a good question. What if two dudes are both naked talking on the phone?
On the phone? And it's not like a video conference or anything like that?
Right.
Is it part of the conversation? That's what it is. That's the point. I mean, if it's just, you know, a certain coincidence that maybe both of them happen to not be wearing clothing.
Say they were both getting out of the shower at the same time or something.
That's
like
fine,
that.
But are they talking about that? They're like, yeah, I just got out of the shower. Haven't had a chance for the skivvies. Is that part of the discussion? Because not I think once you're aware of it, it could be a little bit fucking gay. Okay. We don't want to do Is It Gay today, but I mean, I guess that's where it's going.
No, is it gay?
No. We, you know, let's not saturate the world with these questions. But the thing about this is, Jerm, you have to acknowledge people. So you said before that if the half hard guy was naked and approached you and locked eyes with you, you would acknowledge him. What would you say to him if he says hello?
I would say hello back.
So you new in this gym?
Yeah, I do the eye contact.
So you would say, yeah, you're new in this gym?
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to show you the rope? What do you say then? It can't go anywhere good. There can be no constructive conversation developing from this situation. So why would you even acknowledge the person?
I don't know. I guess I won't. You know what? I'm going to take your advice and just...
Did you do any of those sit-ups on the big balls?
Wow.
See where you're getting yourself into trouble?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know what? Next time I'll just spit in his face and walk away. I'll say, I'm just doing what New Style told me to do.
Don't spit in his face. Just fucking walk away. Let him know as you walk away. Just say, straight, gotta go. Straight, wife, kids. We fit, but straight. Jesus, it's not that complicated. It just really isn't. I think in addition to the Wii Sports on July 17th, the ultimate challenge of who is better than who amongst two people who really the world doesn't care about or pay attention to. We should add a new game that I got a hold of, Mario Kart. Are you familiar with any of the previous Mario Kart games?
I'm not familiar with any of them.
It's a driving game.
Okay.
A racing game. Who's faster? Who's more cunning? Who can use the track to their advantage? Are you willing to try this game?
Yes, I am.
Are you aware that you can play this online?
I was not. Is this the only Wii game you can play online?
There's a bunch. I think there's this and Super Smash Brothers, maybe a couple others, but this is one that you can play online. You can battle people.
Okay.
I don't think yours isn't even hooked up, but, you know, online. I guess that's my fault, right?
Well, you didn't hook it up correctly.
Yeah. I have to commend you. When I went there, paid a visit to your house, although I was starving and unfed, you did give me a slice of very dry cake. Very, very dry. You said, this is the best cake ever. We made this just for you. I couldn't even fucking open my jaws.
Yeah, you're going to make my wife feel terrible.
No, it was delicious. Like,
you're
going to
make her fucking terrible.
That cake was fucking amazing. And if I ever get another piece of that again, I might be able to die happy. Might. It was really good. But the thing is, you didn't make me do any computer fixing. Until after the end, when I guess you needed to catch your wind before the next boxing match, you said, Oh, I need to learn how to connect to wireless networks. Can you teach me that in 5 minutes?
Right.
So I showed you how you can do it, how you can connect to a wireless network and use the internet on your laptop. Because I guess you're going on vacation.
I am.
When are you going?
I'm going at the last week of this month.
So 2 weeks from now, you're leaving.
Yes.
We might put on some new material. We're not going to do something live, but we might put on something new. We'll see. You know what? We'll definitely have something new July 1st, but we're not going to be live. Because where are you headed?
I'm headed to Lake George.
Now, do you even know what to expect going there?
I don't know. If it's anything like that, goddamn...
Is this the first vacation you've taken in a while?
No. Well, no. We went to Wildwood last year for a few days, not a week, just a few days. And before that, we went to that infamous dude ranch. That goddamn awful, ugh.
A dude awful. Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just awful.
And that's the one where a few episodes back, wow, that was really early on into your duration as the co-host. You left your family at the vacation and drove home.
Yes, I couldn't take it anymore. I just went home.
But you didn't take them home. You left them there.
I left them there.
You abandoned your family at the dude ranch, and you said, "I'll pick you up in 5 days. I can't take this anymore. I'm going home." Do you think that you anticipate doing this? I mean, Lake George isn't that far. I mean, you could probably go home every night.
Oh, I plan on going home every night.
You're going to go home every night. How long are you planning on being away?
It's a Saturday to Saturday.
So a week. You're going to be there a week. You're going to go home every night, what, to shit, sleep in your own bed?
Well, I'm going to go home to move my bowels and to take a shower and to go to sleep.
Now, just move your bowels, not pee. You're not worried about pissing somewhere?
Peeing, I can handle the peeing.
What? Now, it's not realistic to say you're going to go home every day.
No, I'm probably going to go home at least once.
For what? You're on vacation. What do you need to do?
Just check my emails and stuff like that.
That's why I taught you how to check the wire.
Right, but I'm afraid that it's not going to work for some reason.
So,
I'm afraid that
in the event that you can't connect to the wireless network they said would be there, you're going to drive home once just to check your email?
I'll probably drive home two or three times.
Why didn't you get the air card?
I'm not going to get a subscription to an air card for 1 week. It's fruitless.
But you can use it at any time. You don't.
I never take the laptop out of the house.
But now, the reason you don't is because it's of no use to you. If you had the air card, it would be much more beneficial to do so, and you could do that. You could be on the internet wherever you are.
You go and stop at
a diner during your workday.
I have
you
no
could
need
take
for
the
that.
Fucking laptop in. And check your email while you're eating.
I have no need for that. I have no need for that.
No need whatsoever.
But, no, I could just...
So you're going to interrupt your vacation by driving from Lake George to your house. Just to check a couple emails.
I don't think it's that far.
Isn't that upstate? I don't even know where the fuck Lake George
is.
You don't know where it is. Do you realize you're going to a vacation destination shared by our own AWebs?
Yes, I do.
He is currently in Israel. He's a man about the world, but his last vacation was in Lake George, where you're about to go. You're about to enter a lake that AWEPS is probably pissed in. How does that make you feel?
Well, I've never swam in a lake before. I think once I swim in a lake, but I'm not looking for, like, in a lake, there's going to be like little minnows and little fishies. And I'm just not, I'm going to be a little nervous, you know, having these minnows and fishies, you know, like swimming like right next to me. It's just going to be a weird feeling.
Why is that going to make you nervous? You think a fucking lake shark is going to get you?
No, but what if one of them crawls up in my urethra or my anus?
How loose is your urethra and your anus that a fucking minnow is going to fish its way up?
You ever see how small minnows are? They're very small.
Have you seen your penis?
Pardon?
You realize it's a fucking narrow slit. It's not going to fucking lube itself up and shove itself in like some kind of a Nazi war experiment.
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm nervous about.
That you're really worried that a minnow is going to go up your urethra or anus.
Right.
And then what? So if it goes up your anus, who cares? You'll shit it out next time.
What if it goes swimming in my system, in my jet?
You're just going to have a school of minnows living in you.
Do you ever see when sometimes you have people, like for a goof, they'll swallow like a live goldfish or something? Mm-hmm. Is that live goldfish, do you think it's actually like, I can't imagine it dies as soon as you swallow it. So it's got to be swimming in there somehow, right? It's got to be living in there, moving around, right?
Well, it does. The key is they swallow a ton of water so it doesn't get burned up in the stomach acid. The water dilutes the stomach acid.
Right, so you're saying that
they puke it up and the thing is alive.
The fish lives for a little while in your stomach?
Yeah.
Isn't that just... Can't that mess up your whole system?
Listen, I've never swallowed a fucking goldfish. And I've never taken time to think about these things because I'm a sane person. I'm completely normal, and I don't worry about minnows swimming up my cock. I can go in a lake and enjoy myself because I really don't think the underwater life are looking to find a new home inside my fucking body.
Do you wear when you go into the ocean or the beach? Do you wear shoe protection?
No, never. Never. You walk in. Walk on the sand. It's easy. It's nice. It's clean. Everything is fine. Everything is completely fine. You do? You said you wear sneakers at all times.
Well, I have special shoes that you could go into the water with.
You have the aqua shoes?
Yes, the aqua shoes.
Oh my God, you are such a homo. Do you wear a shirt when you go in the water?
No.
So you wear what kind of bathing suit? Do you? We have to paint the image. I mean, it's a little gay that I'm asking you this, but do you wear the long shorts or do you go European style? Fucking let it all hang out in a fucking Speedo.
No, I just wear regular. I wear like they look like boxer shorts. Have you ever worn a Speedo?
Trunks. No, I never wore a Speedo.
Would you wear a Speedo?
No, I would not wear a Speedo.
Now, is it gay for a guy to wear a Speedo?
I mean, unless the entire continent of Europe is gay, then. No, I don't think it's gay. I think it's gay to flaunt it, to be that huge fat guy who should not be wearing it. But this is my bathing suit. What am I gonna do? Just have his fucking old man balls just all bunched up. It's fucking gay, dude. It is a little gay. I gotta say it is a little gay. What do you think? What's your verdict?
It's. It's like you're wearing a bikini bottom.
Would you do it if you lost a bet?
Well, of course.
Well, you did. You bet that you could beat me in Wii Tennis, so now your punishment for losing is you either have to proclaim me the greatest Wii Sports player of all time, or you have to wear a Speedo for the duration of your trip.
You're the best player of all time.
The best what?
Wii player.
The best Wii what?
Tennis player.
That's not what I said.
Well, that's the best you're getting.
Best Wii Sports player of all time.
I'm not saying that because you're not at all.
I'm the king of Zaxxon, Randy! No one gets that. No one, except some fucking home improvement writer. God, that's such a stupid fucking thing. Oh, man, I drank my water too quick. I think we should take a quick break here and get right back to this magical fucking display of radio talk, which is nothing but radio bronze. The DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyleShow.com. What was that?
Radio bronze. Okay.
DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show. Radio Bronze.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio. That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. What are words for when no one listens? There's no use talking at all. Do you hear me?
Well, now, Germ, can I interrupt for a second? You're gonna do your Germ Freak Radio tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't we get to it? Do the first one, please.
Okay. Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horn gesture used by many rock groups today. Published his first album, but you don't really publish your album.
Yeah, you don't. How about you bring it together? How about you piece it all together, put it all like a puzzle, get it all out there, and give it to the people?
I'm doing my best!
Jesus Christ! Just do it!
This hard rock... Shut up, you asshole! I'm fucking doing it. Now shut your fucking hole. Sick of your crap.
Go fuck off!
Oh, that's my fucking thing. Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horn gesture used by many rock groups today. He made his first single in 1958. Oh, God. There's just nothing here. Listen to me. Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horns gesture used by many rock stars today, which symbolizes the maloika used by many southern Italians. In 2008, a petition was formed in order to have this person run for president. In 1983, it's a fucking bore! I'm trying to make it more interesting than it is, and it's a fucking bore!
How about you cut out, like, three fucking lines? Do we need to know it's the Molochia? Maybe. Do we need to know, James Padovano popularized
the
fucking... Yeah, go fuck off! How about you make it fucking interesting, then?
Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horns gesture used by many rock bands today, which started with many southern Italians, which means the evil eye. He produced his first song in 1958. A petition is being signed right now for this individual to run for president. The deal for president, last.fmpages.com. I'm sputtering. Born Ronald James Padovano.
Look, stop. We all know his name by now. We all know what he did. The puzzle pieces are on the table, Germ. The pieces are on the table. Intelligently and gracefully piece them together and deliver it to the people.
Born Ronald James Padovano, this hard rocker popularized the devil's horns gesture used by most rock bands today, which was started with southern Italians, because it symbolizes the Maloika, a.k.a. the evil eye. He produced his first song in 1958. There is a petition going on for him to run for president of the United States. I'm sorry. You know what? Erase that. I'm a fucking mess today. Let's cut off where we're at. It's from his 1983 heavy metal album. It's number 13 on VH1's Top 40 Greatest Metal Songs. It's Ronnie James Dio with Rainbow in the Dark.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Check out all our old shit, as they say, in the streets on djnewstyleshow.com and many, many other sites. Pretty much just Google DJ New Style. Definitely not Germ Freak. You may get gay porn. God, it's incredible to be back. Germ, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good meeting.
Good evening.
What the fuck is good? What is good? Nothing? You don't know what's good? I'm going to let you flounder a little bit. What's good?
I don't know what you're driving at.
I just asked you about something that might be good. Is that anything good?
No, not right now.
No, nothing's good. Nothing's good! Everything sucks! Fuck it! Everything sucks. It's all fucking broken. Everything's ruined. You know what's ruined? The call streak shit. The entire call streak shit is all over. That phenomenon that was started by, I think, VA Messenger? Is that his name? Who is
That's
it?
That's what he goes by.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know anymore. Who knows him? He failed to call in last week, and his streak is over. As of right now, the only streaks that remain on the DJ New Style Show belong to Pristine Sneakers and Foundry Music Jeff. Pristine Sneakers has 3 consecutive shows. I think he missed one. He may have 4. I don't really know. Update me, Mike. Update me. Jeff has 4. He's called in the last 4 shows. I think he missed one as well. Update me with your counts. You know what? I can't even follow it anymore. We have a problem here. Someone's doing a little of that rebuilding. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Gentlemen, I apologize for last weekend.
What happened?
I was out of town. I had no internet or anything. I couldn't hear the phone.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. You couldn't even do anything. Explain this, because I have a confession to make. There was a part of the show where I looked over at who's calling in, and I saw VA Messenger. I just didn't pick up.
That was the part where I was driving with my air card, and all of a sudden I lost connection again, and that was it.
Oh, well, because I intentionally didn't pick up, because I thought whatever we had going on was a little bit better than talking about a call streak.
Okay, it's fine. I was driving to the metropolis.
What were you doing besides completely ruining my hearing?
Was that my phone? That was awful.
Yeah.
Driving to the thriving metropolis of Lynchburg, Virginia.
Of what?
And Jesus capital of the world.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I tried to call in, and I got the. We're not taking phone calls.
So you actually did call, though, correct?
I tried to, yeah.
The streak continues! The streak continues!
Sorry, I'm going to hang up now. Bye, guys.
Yeah,
bye.
You will see you later. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? I know somebody else is on. Who is this?
This is Ed McGrath. Hello.
Ed McGrath? Ed Always. McGrath, what business do you have calling the show today?
Oh, just a little make Frank look foolish. That's a little bit of a
contest that we talked about last week?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This might be the worst thing we ever do, but let's go with it. Oh, it's something that Germ says he's very good at, something he claims to be an expert at. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Once we get somebody else on, of course.
Ken, can I just stop for a second?
It is now time.
Ken.
For the Jerry Seinfeld trivia. Yes.
Ken, okay. Can
What's
you hear
up?
Me, Ken?
Yes, we can hear you. What?
Do you want to just talk about something before we do the Seinfeld trivia?
Why? Everybody's present.
Okay, fine. We'll do it afterwards.
You're also on, Ed, and is this Alex?
Yes, it is.
Alex, how you feeling today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
So are you, you are in on this Seinfeld thing as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
So it's Alex, better known as YA, Tidbit 88, the man of a thousand nicknames, and Ed McGrath, who is known by Ed McGrath. They're going up against Germ Freak. Now, Germ, do you consider yourself an expert at everything Seinfeld?
I would say I'm maybe 1 or 2 degrees less than an expert, but I'm definitely...
See, this is exact. By the way, this is exactly what happened with the Wii Tennis. Ed, Alex, I apologize. You know, you're going to make him look foolish. He mentioned...
I am an expert.
He mentioned he was an expert, and then, you know, when it came down to it, he's like, you know, I've never really played, you know, I'm not really... No. This is just more of the same.
Go ahead, I'm an expert.
The way it's going to work tonight, gentlemen, is I'm going to address each of you in sequential fashion. That means I'm going to go from Tidbit to Ed to Germ Freak. I'm going to ask you one question. If you miss the question, that question is gone forever.
Right.
It's gone forever. Because of Google and modern things, the same question will not be asked twice. Because we have somebody on the show called the Google Freak.
I think, you know, I know Ed is on cam. Obviously, I'm on cam. I just hope that Alex's girlfriend does not look it up in the computer real quick for him to get the answer.
So everybody's on cam now. All the participants are on cam. This is something that we've teased because it is 1999, and Seinfeld is hot news. And was that fake?
Excuse me?
Was that a fake laugh?
No. You're being sarcastic.
Question one goes to Tidbit.
And Tidbit's not on cam, so you better not cheat. You better answer it right away.
Question one goes to Tidbit.
Huh?
All right. Question one, Tidbit. On Seinfeld, what fake name does George Costanza frequently use?
God damn you.
Tidbit.
I'll fucking walk off the show.
Fake name does George Costanza frequently use?
He obviously doesn't have it. He would have got it right away.
I'm going to have to pass this one to Ed.
Okay,
well, the question is dead. No, Tidbit is awarded 0 points. Just for fun, Ed, do you know the answer of this one?
Obviously, it's Art Vandelay.
That is correct.
From Vandelay Industries.
Ed gets 1 point. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. The question is dead. Question two goes to Ed.
I don't know why Ed can't get the point.
Ed does not
get the point.
The rules have been stated, and I'm all for the rule.
Yeah, the question is dead. It's used once, okay? Question two goes to Ed McGrath. In one episode of Seinfeld, Jerry mugged an old lady for what?
A marble rye.
You are correct! Absolutely right!
Yeah, I heard that one.
Absolutely right.
Don't, Jerry. Don't fuck me, New Stocks. I'll take these headphones and walk right off.
That's 1 point for Ed McGrath.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!
Yes. Gold indeed, Banya. Question number three goes to Germ Freak. Germ Freak, what is George Costanza's middle name?
Lewis.
Lewis is correct. Absolutely correct.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!
So the score after round one, Germ Freak won. Ed McGrath won. Tidbit 88, 0, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Are we ready for round two? Now, how are you guys feeling? You feeling pretty good? Germ, I noticed you said you were going to walk off the show. Now, why was that?
Well, because, first of all, I think you were hoping that you thought that the question you gave me, you were going to stump me on.
I didn't think that was going to be the case at all. I just asked you one of the questions.
I'm going to tell you, if you pull the same shit you did with the 80s music trivia, I will take these fucking headphones off and leave.
What
you're
going to
pull that same crap.
That
bit's over with. That bit's over with.
No. So far, it's tied between Ed McGrath and our buddy Germ Freak here. Let's see. Round number two starts now with Tidbit 88. Question one of round two. Who gave Jerry an Armani suit in exchange for a restaurant dinner?
He's waiting.
I'm happy I don't know this shit. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Why don't we just pass it on for fun to Germ Freak now. Germ Freak, do you know?
That would be Banya, Kenny Banya.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!
The very same Kenny Banya. You are awarded no points, Germ Freak.
Ed, did you know that, Ed?
Yes, I did know that.
Question two of round two goes to Ed. On Seinfeld, just to give you an idea of the show that we're talking about, which is cutting edge and definitely not off the air over a decade. Here we go. What state do Jerry's parents live in?
Oh, my God. That's too easy. Florida.
You are correct.
Jesus Christ.
Correct. That's 2 points.
Give him the fucking answer.
I didn't give him the answer. I gave him a question. Gave him a question.
Easy one. You're giving him questions from the easy bin, and you're giving me questions from the hard bin.
I'm not doing anything of the kind.
You got an easy one. You got an easy one. Who are you kidding?
Yes. Yeah, you didn't know. You knew George's middle name?
George Louis Costanza. I know it, Frank. Because the Fogger episode.
Okay. Calm down.
You guys are assholes. This is what you love. You love Seinfeld trivia. You live for it. You love it. Question three of round two. Here we are. Yes. This wonderful bit that should not have been done in 2008. Germ-free question goes to you. What did Frank Costanza do to make all those soldiers sick? Exactly.
He used meat that was not good, and he tried to spice it up with different spices and everything. The meat was contaminated.
What did he do exactly?
He used bad meat, and he tried to cover it up with spices and stuff. He used meat that was bad.
I don't know if this is correct.
He used too much spices.
Tidbit 88 gets the points for the steal.
No, he didn't use too much spice. Go fuck yourself. That's not the answer to the question. He used too much spices.
He overseasoned the meat.
He over what?
Overseasoned the meat.
Yes.
The meat was bad. That's what made him sick. Nobody gets sick from seasoning.
After round two, it's Tidbit 88 1, Germ Freak 1, Ed McGrath 2. Ready for round three, guys. What are your thoughts now after round two?
My thoughts are you can go fuck yourself.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to wipe that smug smirk right off your face, all right?
What are you talking
about? First of all, that was a fucking trick question. You're an ass. You know what? You're an ass.
I'm fucking with you. You got it right, you shithead.
You prick.
You got it right. Tidbit, no, I'm sorry. You have 0 points. You still have 0 points. Are we ready for round three? Are you guys psyched for round three? This is riveting. Absolutely riveting.
Yeah, this is...
They haven't milked every nickel out of this fucking series yet. So we're still talking about it in 2008.
All right, continue.
Round three begins with Tidbit 88. On Seinfeld! Who does Newman work for?
The post office.
You are correct! The post office indeed! That is 1 point for Tidbit 88. There is no longer a shutout in the mix.
Yeah, thank God.
Question two, round three, goes to Ed McGrath. On Seinfeld, one of Elaine's boyfriends had the same name as what serial killer?
And it's announced at Giant Stadium, Joel Rifkin.
You are correct! Joel Rifkin is the right answer! Seinfeld trivia is the best! Joel Rifkin is the right answer. So, round three closes with Germ Freak.
You didn't ask me my question yet!
It closes with you, you shit fuck. Question three, you fucking unlistening shit. Question three, for round three. Are you ready, Drum?
Yes, let's see what this is.
What was Courtney Cox's name when she was on the show?
Meryl.
You are correct! Round three! You are correct!
Ed, did you know that, Ed?
I would not have gotten that one.
Ken, I know you picked that from the hard pie, you son of a bitch. I know, and I fucking... fucking screwed you because I got all the fucking answers. So go fuck
Wait,
off.
Excuse me? What do you have?
I got all the answers. I got all the answers.
You have the answers?
So what?
You're cheating.
You're giving me. I'm giving you the answers.
Oh, he's cheating. He's cheating.
You know what I
mean. I knew the fix was on.
Listen, Ken, admit it, Ken. You thought that was the hard one. You didn't think I was going to get that, did you?
I didn't
think I was going to get that.
No.
You know what?
I didn't think you got the answers.
You picked from the hard bin. I know what you did, and I fucked you over because I fucked you at your own game. You were going to try and screw me, but I fucked you over.
Round four, everybody. Round four. Round four.
Oh, I'm so happy I fucked you over, New Style.
Goes to Tidbit 88. On Seinfeld, who caught Jerry making out during the movie Schindler's List?
Could these be any easier?
You're not to comment!
Well, when you have the answers, it's everyone's easy, Frank. I say, Elaine.
No, that is incorrect. Let's throw it over to Ed just for fun, not for points. Ed, do you know who saw Jerry making out during Schindler's List?
That would be Newman.
That is correct. Question two, round four, goes over to Ed McGrath. Over to Ed McGrath. Where did George and Jerry go to high school?
Oh. I know it was in Queens. Obviously. It was... Oh,
don't
cheat.
You give up?
No, I'm not cheating. I am on the up and up.
You give up?
A little pot.
I have to. You give up?
Yeah, go ahead.
You give up? It was Kennedy High School, John F. Kennedy High School.
That is correct. And we close round four with Germ Freak. Question three, round four. What item started Jay Peterman's career?
You give up?
Uh-oh.
Could you ask me a fucking harder one?
Ed, do you know this question?
Think.
Yes or no?
Let me think.
What's
it? It was some type of walking shoe. It was a walking shoe.
Oh, wrong! Wrong, wrong, wrong! You fucked up! Eat shit, Germ Freak!
Pick a harder one, douchebag!
Ed, do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
See?
The executive brassiere. Executive brassiere. So, Tidbit, did you know that one?
Yes, I knew that.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
See that? I'm asking the wrong questions to the wrong people.
You know what? Whatever. You know what? It's whatever. I proved my point, and I'm happy.
Round five begins.
Yes.
No, there are six rounds, I believe. Round five begins.
That was a hard one.
I think you're an expert. You freaking know everything, but whatever. What are your thoughts so far? The leaderboard is 3-3, tie between Ed and Germ Freak. And Tidbit, you have one lowly point. You're mathematically eliminated from this wonderful and prestigious Seinfeld trivia.
Okay.
What?
Ed, first of all, Ed, you didn't know the name of the high school I did. You didn't know the name of Jerry's girlfriend's name, played by Courtney Cox, and I did.
Well, what can I say, Frank? We're tied 3-3, and that's the way it is.
Well, here we go. Should I eliminate Tidbit? Or nah, fuck it. Just for fun. Tidbit 88. On Seinfeld, what food caused Jerry to break his 13-year non-vomiting streak?
I don't fucking know. I haven't seen the show in like 3 years.
All right. What show is that?
Oh, it's Seinfeld. We're still talking about it. It's 2008.
Ed.
Let's go over to Ed now. Ed, do you know the answer to this question?
Yes, the black and white cookie. I know that.
Of course it is. Now it's time for your question, round number five. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit here. Okay. On Seinfeld, what TV celebrity's voice causes Kramer to have violent seizures?
Oh, it's, Good morning,
I know who it is. Mary Hart.
You're correct! 4 points for Ed! One for Tidbit! One more this round. I can't even... This fucking theme song is the worst. Let me turn this shit off. I hate this fucking game, by the way. I can't tell you how much I hate this game. We're doing this just for your own ego. You realize that, right, Frank? Just so that you can excel at something, because this is the only thing you're an expert at.
Yes.
But it's not over yet. You're currently trailing 1 point.
Yeah, I can only imagine the question now.
Oh, I thought you were an expert.
You know what?
I thought you were an expert.
You're unoriginal, but go.
What was the nickname of the lawyer George Dates to get Babu his visa?
The Terminator.
You are correct! It's tied 4-4-1. 4-4-1. 4-4-1.
Ed, did you know that, Ed?
He's a shock. Yes, I knew that.
But you didn't know the other two. You didn't know the high school. You didn't know the name of the girlfriend.
Hey.
Final round. Final round, ladies and gentlemen. Jerm and Ed McGrath are in a dead heat. Tied 4-4. Tidbit has won. He sucks at this. No offense, Tidbit. No offense. But the question goes to you in the final round, just to make it a little bit more respectable. What does Jerry do to get a discount on his dry cleaning?
I don't fucking know. He lies about something?
He lies about something?
Yeah.
No, he gives the dry cleaner his lost ticket. His lost ticket. And gets a discount. No, no.
We saw that, too.
No. Let's just see. What show are we talking about again? I mean, it must be some kind of new show. I mean, this is a cutting-edge radio show we do. What are we talking... Seinfeld. You still watch this fucking bullshit? Oh, fuck.
Apparently not me.
No, Tidbit does not. He's living in the now. Question two, final round, goes to Ed McGrath. What was the name of the man who almost turned George in for going to the bathroom in the showers?
Oh, God, I have no idea what his name is. Shit. Hold on a second. Let me think. Stating Elaine, the urinator is what he called him. I have no idea what his name is.
Frank, do you have any idea?
Now, this doesn't kind of get to me, does it? I still got my own question after this, right?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm going to take a guess and say Craig.
What?
Craig.
That is incorrect.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
The name is Greg.
Oh.
And by the way, I forgot to tell you that in the final round, you will be given points for the questions that you are asked.
So, he gets a negative point for answering it wrong.
Oh,
right?
No. He would have gotten that right, is what I'm saying. He would have gotten that right. Frank, your question is as follows. Otherwise, this ends in a tie. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
I can only imagine.
Are you ready?
Just answer the freaking question.
What is the date? Hey, listen, what is the date of the overdue milk that Kramer drinks before vomiting on Susan?
Oh, fuck. You motherfucker, go to fucking hell. You're an asshole. Nobody fucking knows that, you prick. You're a douchebag.
I'm not a douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag.
You know what, Ed? Go ahead. You fucking won, Ed, all right? Go fuck yourself, all right?
We're tied, you moron.
No, all right, whatever. Game over.
You guess the month?
You don't know it, Frank?
Tidbit, do you know?
I have no idea.
What is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course you don't fucking know. Ed, do you know?
I have no clue.
September 4th. Sorry, Jerm. Ends in a tie. You are not the winner. You are not the winner.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
That's the hardest fucking question. You're an asshole. You picked this as a fucking hard one, and you know it, you son of a bitch.
And I think you have a confession to make, don't you?
I'm not making anything.
Do you have a confession to make?
Ed will even admit that I know more than him because I got questions right that he got wrong.
Frank, you do have a confession to make, not related with this competition, but with the preparation for it. Ooh!
No, I'm not going into the... No, I'm not doing that.
How did I get How did I get Seinfeld questions?
No, Kev,
how did I get Seinfeld questions?
Oh, don't even you go son there. Of a bitch.
Don't even fucking go there. You know what? Don't even...
Son of a bitch.
Don't even... You know what? That's it. I'm walking off this fucking thing.
He's walking off.
I knew he was a filthy cheater.
You sent me links to quizzes.
How dare you?
You sent me links to quizzes.
I didn't look at the quizzes.
Oh.
I sent them to you. I didn't look at them.
I didn't want to do this bit. I didn't want to do it. I had to expose you as the cheat that you are. You are a cheat and you could only tie.
Go fuck yourself.
Did look at them because you knew that that one was in the hard section.
Chris from Best in Show is stunned. What a travesty of justice, he says. And the funny thing is, you knew exactly which ones were from the hard section.
It's obvious that the due date on a fucking thing of milk is going to be harder than who caught him, than what Newman does for a living. Everybody knows what Newman does for a living. Obviously, that's an easy one.
George Louis Costanza.
Third, you bastard.
George Louis Costanza was from the hard section.
And I got it right.
Yeah.
I got that all right.
You're an expert. You're supposed to get them all right.
You know, whatever. I prove
Ed wins.
And I think Ed will even though he may not admit it aloud, he will admit that I know more Seinfeld trivia than he does.
It's coming in from Lax, from Lax Player, from Boder. They're saying cheater. Meet Max is saying cheater. 17 O's the guy made his name. He even said cheater. People are calling you Belichick.
Whatever.
People are just calling you cheater freak.
Exposed,
unbelievable! Frank. Unbelievable!
You know what? It's all in good fun. Whatever.
Answer honestly. Did you read these? Did you go to these links?
I swear on my children, I did not.
How did you know that they were actual quizzes and not child porn?
It said Seinfeld. I put it Seinfeld trivia. It gave me links, and I sent them to
and you.
You
didn't
favorite.
And you did not. You did not cheat.
I swear on my entire family I did not cheat.
Now, Tidbit 88 and Ed McGrath, I apologize that you may feel that you were a part of a tainted trivia contest. I mean,
definitely. There's an asterisk next to this one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we might have to have some kind of a rematch, maybe on terms that you can all agree on.
Yeah.
And maybe a different show or something.
How about I'll let you and Ed decide right now. Ed, why don't you pick a show or something that you want to go head-to-head against Frank?
See, now, he's such a weirdo. He doesn't like science fiction. He doesn't like fantasy.
Then he is such a weirdo. He has very selective knowledge. His blinders are permanently on.
There's only one other show I can go against him on.
What can you win without cheating?
Happy Days.
No.
Am I gonna fucking dig up a boneyard and look for a zombie that actually fucking saw that show and can recall knowledge from it?
Well, I'm telling you.
Hey, let me get fucking some Yugoslavian who's seeing it for the first time. It's just being broadcast in fucking certain parts of Yugoslavia now. He'll be ready for the competition next week. Jesus, the Heroes Talk Radio Room's blowing up.
You know,
53 people in there right now.
I think we have to discuss something that's even more interesting than Seinfeld. Our buddy Ed made a purchase recently.
So is this you getting away from your debacle?
No.
Admit that there's a taint on your knowledge of Seinfeld now.
No, I'm not admitting anything. I think we all know who the true winner is, and I will leave it at that. Ed, if you don't want
to you basically pulled out the TV show trivia equivalent of a corked bat. And you're not willing, and you're expecting to go into the hall. I don't think so, buddy boy. It's not going to work that way. Cheaters never go to the Hall of Fame.
Right. Listen to me.
So Ed purchased something?
Ed, if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to. I had asked you prior.
No, I'm just looking around to see if my nephew's around. I don't need them walking in while I'm talking about this.
This is something dirty then?
Yes, some might say that.
Tidbit, you lost, by the way. I mean, cheat or not, I mean, come on, it was a pretty poor showing. Yeah.
I guess I overestimated how much I remembered from a show I haven't seen in years.
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe you could be a part of the next one. I suggest you listen in, find out what it's going to be about, and then maybe actually watch the stuff. I don't know. Maybe familiarize yourself with it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's what I should have done. And considering the show's on like 10 times a fucking day.
Why don't you leave us with something? Because I think Ed is going to talk about something filthy and disgusting.
Frank, you lost, and it's tainted, and we all know it.
I agree. Thank you very much, Tibbet88. Speaking the truth. Man of 1,000 usernames, everybody. Ed, so you purchased something very, very filthy. Is this an intimate item?
Yeah. I am a traveling person. I'm a trainer. I go here and there and everywhere. I just changed jobs. I started a new job today, and I'm going to be doing more traveling overseas and whatnot. So one of my co-workers felt the need to confess to me that he has rubber vaginas that he has sex with when he's on the road, and he actually had to pull it out of his bag while we're sitting in the car to show me. And me being a tad germophobic, I kind of freaked out a little bit. And
sniff it! It smells real! It smells like my tackle box! So he just pulled it out of his briefcase?
I had it in a plastic bag.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, because you don't want to get lube on your PowerPoint presentation that you're about to hand out.
Exactly.
Jesus. So he just pulled it out and showed it to you? Like, did he splayed it open a little bit? Yeah, stick your fingers in. Stick your
fingers in. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what he said. So stick your finger in there. And I'm like, ew, no.
Ugh.
That's disgusting.
I was confronted with one of these things, too. Jerm, have you ever seen one of these?
Not in person, just what he put on his cam, I saw it.
In college, there was the guy that would fuck the rubber vaginas. I guess the sleeves, they called them, or whatever. The little rubber cunt sleeves, or whatever. He came in a similar situation as you. He wanted to show it off, so he had it. He's like, yeah, keep it in the freezer to keep it cool. It's like, stick your fingers in it. It feels real. Get the fuck out of my room. He's bringing this blue rubber vagina. And I don't know about you. I can only suspend my disbelief so far. I'd imagine if I was going to fuck a rubber vagina, it would at least have to be flesh colored. I don't want to be fucking something that looks like an Astro Pop. So did you eventually you broke down and bought one of these?
Yes, I did. I hear on XM, Adam and Eve always advertising their half off specials. So they were doing a half off special. So I decided to invest in a, Carmen Levana, exact mold of her.
Now, why do you pick this particular porn actress? And I call her porn actress because a lot of people, all of a sudden, anybody who's in the porno movies is a porn star. Okay. It's a porn star. I call her porn actress. Why do they automatically put stars?
You don't give them the star quality?
I don't give the star.
Some are better than others.
Why is that everybody in porn movies are porn stars? I call them porn actors to porn actresses.
Oh, that's good.
Well, they're not really actors and actresses. I mean, they're acting horrible.
Ed, why did you pick Carmen Levana? Why did you deduce it with a different... Like, how did you decide on her?
I call them actresses and actors. That's what I do. Whenever I'm talking about porn star, I mean actresses.
Ed.
Frank, I didn't really care... I didn't really care whose it was.
First of all, Ed, don't play it down. Do not play it down. You were sitting there at the computer foaming at the mouth trying to pick which vagina you were going to stick your dick into. Okay? Now, I know you were thinking about somebody else, too. Who was it?
Yeah, what was the decision between? You went with the Carmen Levana one. Not too much a fan of her work. But what
Brianna
was it?
Banks, I think, was the other one.
Brianna Banks. Are you familiar with these porn stars, Frank?
I've heard the names, but I don't know if I've seen any of them.
Now, Brianna Banks is a porn star. She's had a very prolific career. She's engaged in various acts prefaced with double. I don't know.
Can I just tell you the porn actresses that I'm familiar with? Seika.
How fucking old are you? They have her on display at the Museum of Natural History in the fucking mummy, the mummy exhibit. He's fucking wrapped up.
Ginger Lynn, Amber Lynn, and Terry Wells. Those are all the porn actresses I know of. And Hypatia Lee.
Who?
Oh, God.
Hypatia Lee.
Holy shit.
All right. First of all, Best in Show Chris knows who I'm talking about. All right, continue, Ed.
Did they ever star in a movie that you didn't have to fucking display
Ed, continue,
in a fucking
Ed.
Movie theater?
Ed, I'm sorry, Ed. Who was it between now?
It was between Brianna Banks and the one that I got, Carmen Lovana.
Now, what was the deciding factor?
The ratings, because the people that buy them can rate the products. And also the price point. As I didn't know whether or not I would like this, I wanted to go entry level. I think it was about a $70-something toy that I got half price. So I figured, I'll take a gamble for $40.
I don't know if I like calling it a toy. It seems almost a little embarrassing that you'd buy a toy. Maybe like a sex appliance or something seems a little bit more adult.
Ed,
were you
anticipating getting this? Were you looking forward to purchasing this and getting this in your hands?
Yeah, was it like Christmas morning for you? Were you just waiting for this thing to arrive?
Here's the situation: is I ordered it and then I went to Orlando for 6 days, so I knew because my credit card was charged, and traditionally they don't charge you until they actually ship it. So I knew when I got home that it would be sitting in the mailbox, which is what it was when I got home from Orlando.
Now, you have a fear that the package would accidentally have opened, and your fellow neighbors may have seen what you purchased. Did that cross your mind? Okay.
No.
Now you opened the box, and did you fornicate with it as soon as you the first day you received it?
The first day, yes.
As soon as you opened it up, you just had to get a piece of that.
No, not right away.
like in front of the UPS guy
after.
As you're signing for it. Jesus.
Now, how does this compare to a real woman?
It really doesn't. It's nice and it gets the job done, but it's
now
not a real
when you were when you were fucking this piece of rubber, did you say to yourself, "What went wrong in my life"?
Can you? That's a little bit mean.
I don't need to be doing that to ask that question, but no, hey, women can have those things, so why can't men? That's my point.
Neo is God. Our buddy Neo is in the Heroes Talk radio room on Pal Talk. He's saying, why am I listening to this conversation? I'm getting grossed out. I'm getting an awful visual. And Steve the LARP is saying, hey, what are they talking about, fleshlights? Hey, belly up here and listen.
All right, so
it's all over the map. The spectrum of attention that people are willing to give to this. I have a feeling that most people are curious about what it would be like to fuck one of these things versus just, watching a movie and jerking off, which I have to say, would satisfy me. I would never want to buy, as I like to call, a sex appliance. I wouldn't want to buy one of those things and do it. What drove you to getting it? Why wasn't just jerking off enough?
Because, again, this coworker that I had, this former coworker, said these things are great. I take them on the road with me. He's a big-time deviant. He likes to film himself, and then he's trying to sell this stuff. So he's even more of a deviant than I am. So he just got me thinking. I'm like, it's time to try something different.
Okay. Frank, would you ever try one of these?
No, but I want to continue with Ed. Now, Ed,
I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It seems that you're very eager to get more information about one of these rubber cunts.
Now, let me ask you a question. You proceed having intercourse with this. How long did it take you to reach your point of ecstasy?
Probably about 10, 15, 10, 12 minutes.
Okay.
Is that your normal time or is that quick?
That's about normal.
Okay, so it wasn't really any big shock to your system. It was pretty much just different.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you were having intercourse with this piece of rubber, were you looking at yourself in the mirror as you were doing it?
Yeah, did you do it in front of your sliding closet doors? Just crouch down?
No, I was actually sitting in my armchair watching a porno.
Did you build a woman around it? Like maybe hollow out a pillow? Start fucking
it?
No, see, that's where this is not a fantasy, and you're probably going to jump to this, and I apologize if I jump ahead of you. You know, you thought, oh, would I put a movie on starring this person? Just no, I know it's not a real girl. I don't want to make it a real girl. I just want to like a woman uses a freaking vibrator. It's an appliance used. It's something. It's a tool that you use to freaking have an orgasm.
Now, Frank, have you ever considered or tried to use something other than your hand when you were taking care of yourself? As a teen or whatever.
First of all, the thought of that I would feel would irritate my penis.
Well, you're not using 30 grit sandpaper, and whatever you are using, you're hopefully lubricating, because you don't want to cause sores on your cock. You're not going to say, hey, that blacktop outside, I could fuck that. No, I mean, have you ever found something? I mean, there's always the one employee at, you know, your hourly job in high school that's like, yo, let me tell you something. Cantaloupes, 37 seconds right. In a microwave. Hollow it out a little bit.
Ed,
you're dodging this question. Why?
No, I want to finish my conversation with him.
I just started one with you.
Oh, what?
You fucking asshole. Have you never tried anything else?
No, I'm not going to put something
not
on my...
Not even the sock?
I have very sensitive
Everybody's
skin.
Done the sock!
I've never put anything on there. I have very sensitive skin. But listen, Ed, listen to me. As you were finishing it, did you... tell me what you did afterwards. Did you roll over on your back and say, was it as good for you as it was for me, to the vagina? Did you talk to the vagina as you were fucking it?
Oh, that's what you had to get out, huh?
Ed,
tell me the clean.
I've answered this question. It's a tool used to do a task. That's all I looked at. It wasn't my girlfriend.
Like
I didn't
a hammer.
Give it a name.
Ken,
yeah, exactly.
Ed, tell me how it washes. If it washes, you know, tell me
Listen, we have something coming in here from Boxwine. He says he's done something else. He's made a prison pussy before. Now, this is what you would do. This is the do-it-yourself DIY model of doing what Ed has achieved by paying for, you know, an imprint of Carmen Lovano's pussy. Have you ever heard of the term prison pussy?
No, I have not.
He says that you take a latex glove and a towel and a lubricant of your choice and a rubber band, roll it up, put the lube in the glove, wrap the glove in the towel, and you're basically creating what Ed just bought in some completely just ghetto fashion. This is what they do in prison when jerking off is no longer enough. So, I haven't hit that point yet. I always thought I was very, very jaded. But Ed, I mean, how much jerking off do you have to do where it's like, yeah, this just isn't fucking working anymore? This isn't going to do it for me.
No, I mean, I don't even jerk off that much. I mean, I'm 34 now. I don't do it nearly as much when I was younger. It's just a different sensation. I mean, somebody told me it was a good sensation, so I figured I'd try it out. I mean,
now,
it's just that.
Ed, when you were when you had to clean this out in your bathroom sink and you were washing the cum out of the thing, were you looking at yourself? Were you looking at yourself in the mirror as you were washing this out and disgust with yourself?
What is your fascination with a mirror?
You
don't get it.
But when you were washing, listen to me. When you were washing the cum out, did you glance at the mirror and make eye contact with yourself in the mirror?
I didn't cum in it.
You didn't clean
it
either?
I did that elsewhere.
Did you clean
it? I pulled
it
out.
And you didn't clean it then?
I cleaned it. I cleaned it.
Why did you
it's
pull
very
out?
It's easy to clean.
Why did you pull
out?
You practicing some type of safe sex.
You didn't want to have to pay child support to the rubber cunt.
No, I didn't know how cleaning would be on it, so I just cleaned out so I get the lube out of it. But
now,
all you do
there,
is it has...
Doesn't there like a little hole at the top you said that you could put your dick into it or something?
Yeah, your dick actually can come out of it, and you can choose that way if you wanted to. There's also a hole in the middle of it, too.
A what?
There's a hole in the middle.
Yeah, this is hard, and I apologize. I
I don't have it with me. I'm in Seattle. I'm at my brother's house, so I didn't feel it appropriate to bring it here.
You don't have a dog, do you? I mean, that thing might be nipping at that fucking thing if you didn't wash it once.
Ed, let me ask you a question. No. Ed, be honest with me. You didn't answer this question, okay? When you were washing it out in the sink, did you make eye contact with yourself in the mirror?
No, I washed it.
Why are you going for the shame angle? Why are you going for this some kind of realization? I'm asking you a question, Frank. Stop redirecting it. Why are you going for this fucking shame angle?
Because I just a little chuckle here and there.
No, the thing is, like, you're acting like it's very shameful, yet you want to know every facet of this
Ed,
rubber cunt.
And I got one more question for you, Ed. Oh, man. Wow.
Is that your question? Oh, man.
No,
and then gasp.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well.
You are fucking incredible.
You're an ass.
Cut me off so you can fuck it up completely.
No. Oh, yeah. Is it true that when you showed us the vagina on camp for the first time, that one of your pubic hairs was still stuck to the vagina? Is that true?
Oh, I fucked up. I missed one. I'm an idiot. What do you want me to say?
Oh, that's so disgusting. Now, if you went to show this to somebody in your house, that would have been right in their face. That your fucking pube, Frank. Why did you and why did you fixate on that? Why did you feel the need to bring that up right now?
It's sitting there right in front of me, and I can see this pube. It's disgusting. At least had the decency to pick it off, for Christ's sake.
He didn't look at it. He was too excited.
I missed it. So shoot me.
You missed it. That means that you were picking off other pubes. This thing just fucking pluck you clean.
No, I think there was like two other ones that I picked off.
just picture him like where the same seat that he watches the Giants game in. He's just fucking essentially punching the top of his sack furiously with a rubber cunt in his hand. just madness. You would never try some device, Frank?
I'm not going to put some type of foreign device on my penis.
Now, would you go for a fleshlight, one that you could hide? And you obviously are going to lubricate it, but like...
No, because that stuff, you don't know... First of all, you don't know if it was quality control done on that thing. And you don't know if somebody could have fucked that thing before you.
Yeah, the fucking venereal disease fairy sprinkled its dust at the fucking end of it.
Somebody could have fucked that. That could have been something that was returned, for Christ's sake. That could actually be
returned. Wasn't returned.
Was it in a vacuum sealed container?
No, it was taped up and said "did not want" in black marker written on it.
Listen to me. That could have been something that somebody brought back, and now you're sticking your dick in there. If somebody else had his dick in there,
Frank, this is a pretty well-known company. I don't think they're fucking reselling old sex toys.
I don't think they even have a return policy, do they? I mean. You can't even return a fucking bathing suit at Target. How are you gonna fucking return something that people can fuck? Come on. Frank, you have to think of these things. Now, I have a question for you, Frank.
Wait, can I just say that?
No, because every time I fucking ask you a question, you say, wait, and you never get back to it.
Go ahead. P-Roll put something, P-Roll, as far as Adam and Eve's return policy. If you become dissatisfied with an item for any reason whatsoever during the first 90 days of ownership, then you can return this item to us for replacement.
Oh, shit. They probably have a discount bin. Pre-fucked. untested. Pube-ridden. Now, Frank, let's say you did go and you were about to purchase one of these things. Maybe you had thicker skin, whatever it was. Would you have to have yours be concealed as some kind of object? I've seen them as beer cans, flashlights, or would you just go ahead and get one, who cares what it is, and keep it there? I mean, would it be something that you'd have to conceal that you're almost embarrassed of?
Assuming that I would use it?
Assuming that you're in a mindset where you would use one of these things and purchase one of these things.
I don't know if that would... I don't think I'd want to fuck a beer can. flashlight.
Would you rather fuck a beer can or a flashlight?
I wouldn't want to fuck either of them. It doesn't make sense.
You have to pick
know?
One here. You have to choose between the beer can or the fleshlight.
If I had to choose the two, I'd probably pick a flashlight.
So you would pick the flashlight. Now, flashlight is a product where it, when it's closed, it looks like one of those, you know, big flashlights. You just keep it in your closet. When you open it, you see the opening that you masturbate with. But they have three different types of openings. So since you've chosen the flashlight, let's choose what opening you would go with. They have one that is shaped obviously like a vagina. You open it up, you see the looks of a vagina. There's one that kind of looks like a human mouth. Unisex, you know, just looks like lips. There's one that looks like just a narrow slit. It just looks like a round dome with a fucking slit in it, just nondescript.
That would be the asshole.
No, that would be like, I don't want people to know what this is, but people know what this is. It's not shaped like anything, it's just an opening. And then the last one is one that looks like a spread open asshole. Which of these would you get? And you can see these on fleshlight.com. If you go to fleshlight.com, I'll put a link in the Heroes Talk chat room. Fleshlight.com. They have the openings up there. If you go to, I think, Fleshlight Originals or something like that, you see from left to right the nondescript slit, the thing that looks like a half-cut peach, which is the spread-open asshole.
Ken, you never asked. You asked me a question, but you didn't answer a question. Would you use any type of a device like this?
I would try. I'm curious about what it's like, but I'm not gonna go out and purchase one because right now, if I have to, masturbation is enough. Just cranking it to a video, then going about my business and repeating about three times. It's okay. It's all good for me. Now, the question remains, which of these would you do? Oh, and they also have this super tight one, which looks like a closed butt. Which of these openings would you choose? The human mouth, the vagina, the anus, the closed butt, or the nondescript?
I would do the nondescript one.
You would do the one that kind of looks like a pencil eraser with a little slice in it.
Yes, because it's not like I'm fucking a body part that's not human. You know what I'm
saying? What's the creepiest one? I personally think the one that looks like a complete ass, like you're fucking some sprite.
Does the mouth one have like eyes on it, like little eyes and stuff?
It looks like everything from just under the nose to the top of the chin. So it looks just like lips. With the little gap right above your lips. That's where it goes from. It could be, you know what? I guess if people are gay, they could pretend it's a guy, because it doesn't really look like a woman's mouth to me. It's kind of creepy. Would you, if you went into your son's room when he's an adult and you saw one of these, would you be a little disappointed?
I don't think I'd be disappointed.
No.
I'm looking at these now. Now the I guess it's called the original Stealth. It's like it looks like a coin slot.
Yes, it's like a round dome with a little coin slot in it. Yeah.
Wow, how are you supposed to get it in the original butt? How do you get your pecker in that little hole over there?
It looks like it the entire thing, which is supposed to look like a real vagina, looks like an ass of a fucking newborn. It's disgusting. Who would fucking buy these things? The super tight mini maid.
Now the mini maid, it looks like a bent over ass.
Yeah,
it looks like a ass cheeks, and you can see the little pussy in the bottom and the little crack of the A's. I don't know, but the weirdest one I think is the original mouth, because it's a weird type of thing. It's just odd.
I love that they're shaped like flashlights, because you know that you're gonna lose power one day. Someone's going to go around looking for a flashlight, and they're only going to do the field test. Oh, this is a flashlight. Let me open it. Lips? Oh! Ah, no! Someone gets a good whiff of the flashlight you've been having sex with for the last few months, and all they want to do is illuminate their home. So now, Ed, which opening would you get if you had to get the flashlight?
You know what? Actually, one that you didn't mention. And this is because I was out at the AVN conference in January in Las Vegas. They actually have some modeled after a couple women, and those women were actually there displaying them. So there was one chick there that was pretty hot. I'd probably go for that one,
So now you're about the fantasy of I'm fucking this girl's pussy. You're having sex with this specific girl's vagina.
No. No, only because I met her.
Do you remember the girl?
See what I'm saying? Because I just met, because it's the novelty of having went up to this girl, said hello to her, she told me about it. So it was just the novelty of I've met this girl before.
I've met
again,
this,
not with the fantasy.
It's I've met this girl, now I'm going to furiously have sex with her rubber replication of her cunt that looks like a flashlight in case the relatives come over. Which,
now,
do you, who was the woman? Because I'm looking at it on Fleshlight Girls.
There's a little video.
Don't, to be honest with you, I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Now, there's a build-your-own Fleshlight. You could build your own with different textures and
okay,
and
the next question, though, is what color would you get?
Well, there's pink and mocha.
Well, which one would you get? Would you go black just to see what it's like, Frank?
Whatever. It doesn't make a difference to me.
So you would get the mocha?
You know, whatever. I mean, whatever is on sale, you know.
On sale? There's a fire sale on mocha.
Keep.
Mocha sleeves. So that's what you would get. Ed, what color would you get?
I like white, pale white girls, so that's probably what I'd go for.
Well, I mean, it's either fucking electric pink or... or cafe latte. Which one are you going with?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'd go with the latte.
Like them a little bit brown, don't you?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Best in Show Chris is pointing out that they have clear.
There we go.
Fucking clear. So you see your fucking dick going into this thing. I don't know, man. I couldn't do this. I just couldn't do this. I mean, apparently they have other products. Monsu 28 is saying that in addition to your Fleshlight, you could purchase Mr. Limpy. Apparently, Mr. Limpy is a dildo that is just flaccid and has a set of balls. They have them small, extra small, medium, and large. Frank, I think one of our listeners should send you a large Mr. Limpy just to put next to your alarm clock. Accidentally hit the wrong snooze button.
Right.
Jesus, this is fucking just a mess.
Well, that's it. I've been educated tonight. Thank you.
Are you going to be having sex with you? You don't have it with you right now?
No, I'm out in Seattle and I'm staying with my brother, and I just felt it inappropriate to bring to his house.
Oh, you got to bring it to somebody's house. They're never going to know. It's a Fleshlight. I'm going camping later. I got my canteen. You don't even know what's inside that one.
Now, this is for when I'm in a hotel in Russia and I have nothing else to do, because I don't speak the language that everybody else around me is speaking.
Oh, God. Do you think anybody's ever gotten stopped at a security check in an airport? We must see this Fleshlight!
That's the thing you gotta
put
in. Why
does he have vagina in Fleshlight? I don't even know. It's just a mess. People are just saying, I need to stop clicking on the links in this fucking chat room. I'm seeing some just disgusting shit. Well, Ed, you know, I'm sorry again for the controversy with the Seinfeld trivia. You know, the taint that Germ brought upon all of us for having, you know, cheated a little bit. Roger Corman style. It's a little bit questionable. A little bit questionable. Frank, I don't know what you have to say for yourself.
I didn't have to say anything. Thank you, Ed, for being a good sport.
Thank you, Ed, and enjoy having sex with your plastic replication of Carmen Lovano.
Will do.
That's all for the DJ News Style Show. Thank you for tuning in to episode 169. Download all the other episodes at djnewsstyleshow.com. Come back to the Heroes Talk Room on Pal Talk on Sunday from 11 to 2 to check out Best in Show. And you can check them out at bestinshowradio.com. Chris, Keith, Fred, Brian, Vanessa, and now Rob Giggs will bring you some great entertainment. And they probably won't talk about Seinfeld, but I can't promise that. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.